Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. And my website is www.jbsba.com. And if you want to ask a question, ask Jim at jbsba.com. Ask Jim at jbsba.com. Let me tell you about our guest this half hour. Doug Barry is an old friend of ours and a member of our Brain Trust. He's Director of Marketing and Communications for the U.S. Commercial Services. You've heard us talk about that group before many times with Doug and others. One of their outstanding websites is buyusa.com, and Doug has recently returned from a trip. We're going to get him to tell us a little bit about what's going on. Doug, welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Good to be here.
Doug, what's the news over at the U.S. Commercial Services?
Well, the news is, I think, we're going great guns. We're helping all kinds of companies all over the country of all sizes, but mostly small, find new markets around the world. This is a good time for small businesses to consider expanding outside the United States.
Well, you know, you've heard me say this before, and my audience certainly has, is I'm trying to get small business owners to realize that their market is not what they can survey with their own eyes or drive around in their car in 30 or 40 minutes. Their market is any place on this globe, especially if they have a website.
Right, and that's globalization, isn't it, where you've got to defend your home turf against international competition while at the same time moving into the other guy's turf.
Well, and we've got to realize, Doug, that when you say globalization, see, that word you just said, for some people, that's a four-letter word.
Yes, I know.
They rail against it. They're mad at it. They don't like it. But you know what? That's like being a candle maker who got mad at electricity.
Right.
A boogie whip manufacturer who says, I hate automobiles. You know,
right.
We should never allow automobiles on the roads. We should never, you know, who wants to put electricity in their homes? Why would anybody do that? What's wrong with a good old-fashioned candle? If you feel that way about globalization, well, you're going to go the way, in my opinion, you're going to go the way of the candle makers and the buggy whip makers
and the dinosaurs.
Yeah, exactly. And folks, you know, some people might be saying, "Wait a minute, Blasingame, you're the small business advocate. You're supposed to be standing up for us." No, I'm not. I'm supposed to help you come into the 21st century if you're not already here.
Well, that's right. And, you know, it's interesting to think about why the term exporting, which also sometimes has negative or scary connotations for small business, let's just say expanding markets outside the United States, finding markets wherever they happen to be, is not a political issue during the campaign. No one's talking about it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Now, you've just gotten back from Chile, haven't you?
I have.
Yeah, what did you find down there?
Well, I found a really magnificent market, a real success story in our time. Chile came from the 1970s, when you might remember they had a socialist government under a president called Salvador Allende, who was popularly elected at the time. Then there was great tumult when there was a military coup there by General Pinochet, who's still alive. Although the other man, Allende, is dead, was killed during those times. And the economy was just in complete chaos and breakdown. Unemployment was high, and there was strife in the street. Now, it's amazing to fly into the airport there in Santiago, which is the capital city. It's a modern, booming-looking place, one of the most, if not the most, vibrant and thriving business centers in all of South America, and a great market for U.S. products. Why? Because in January, we signed a free trade agreement with them. Again, not everyone is supportive of such things. It's a political football now. But in this case, I think it was a very good agreement because it's going to help both sides, and certainly it's going to help expand the opportunities for U.S. businesses in that country.
Why would somebody be against that? Does Chile play fair in the trade?
It does.
There's a difference between free trade and fair trade.
Right. I think the agreement is going to make sure that all both sides play fair. And, of course, U.S. has had a very open market in many, many industries and product categories for many years. This is one of the reasons why we have, as a country, have been successful, as an economy has been successful. But not all countries have such an open market. And one of the benefits for us of the U.S.-Chile Free Trade Agreement is that it opens Chile's market to approximate the opening of the U.S. market to the Chilean companies.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
what are examples of some things that we might export to Chile?
Well, consumer goods, of course, of all kinds are of great interest there now. And then there are some sectors that are really booming, such as auto parts, and not a very sexy industry, but one that we're very competitive in, and which there are literally thousands of different kinds of products. And the Chilean economy is expected to do very well over the next few years, and they'll be importing from the United States, under the free trade agreement, a lot of auto parts. Another one is medical technology, again, something that the U.S. economy is very competitive in. Mining equipment, certainly not everybody's cup of tea, but there's huge copper mines in Chile, and they need a lot of mining equipment. And, of course, computer, anything in information technology is very popular there. The other, I think, interesting aspect about... Sorry, go ahead.
Can I stop you for just one
second,
Doug? A lot of people might be saying, well, none of that sounds like a small business. None of that sounds like something a small business would export. Well, you know what? That's not. It wouldn't exactly be true, but let's just say that they're correct.
Yes.
In the 21st century, every single industry, major players in every single industry that you just mentioned, have integrated partners into their operation, vendors who have become integrated into their business that they couldn't do without, who are small businesses. So whether the small business is actually, doing the exporting directly themselves, they have become the outsourced integrated vendor for many of these companies, and the business that they're receiving from their larger customer, some of it is because of that company's ability to export to Chile, for example.
Well, that's true, and no one listening today should immediately think that they have nothing to offer, because I'm just talking about three or four sectors that our mm-hmm. folks, the U.S. Commercial Service Office in Santiago, has identified as four or five of the top prospects, but there are hundreds of others. And if your listeners have a product that's competitive in the United States, whether it be manufactured good or even a service, chances are there may be a market for it someplace in the world, possibly Chile. And the thing to do
Doug,
is
by,
to
stand
call...
Stand by a second.
Sure.
Doug, stand by. We've got to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, we're going to get Doug to tell us a little bit more about how you and I can plug in to some of this action overseas. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today, and we're visiting with our good friend Doug Berry, who's Director of Marketing and Communication for U.S. Commercial Service over at the Commerce Department, and buyusa.com is one of their websites. Doug, you want to give us another one?
Sure. Another one is export.gov.
All right. Or doc.gov. You want to go right to the Department of Commerce website.
You could go there, and you'll get to us eventually, but more direct would be export.gov, and there you'll find all kinds of information about new markets, how to contact our 108 offices around the country, and our 153 offices overseas, including the one in Santiago, Chile.
One of the things I've been trying to get small business owners to do this whole century, all three plus years of this century, Doug, has been to set a resolution for themselves to become educated about what it would take to do some exporting, to do some business overseas. And I didn't say that you had to do it. I didn't say that they had to do it. Maybe they decided that it's not for them. But at least to know if they're not doing it, why they're not doing it.
Right.
And if you decide it's not for you, I can live with that. That's no problem, you know,
exactly.
Because it's not for everybody. But it might be for you, and you won't know until you find out. And so I don't want you to be wandering around, you know, with that ignorance. I want you to educate yourself in what's going on. And one of the ways to do that, folks, is with the U.S. Commercial Service organization, the 100-and-something offices, as Doug said, around the country, they're sitting there waiting on you to come in to contact them so they can help you get this education.
That's right, Jim. We're not exactly sitting. We're very busy. We're very busy every day. More busier now
than ever. Yeah, you know,
but
Doug,
we do have time.
That, you know, the Secretary Evans is probably listening to the show, and I didn't mean to say it like that. Yeah, that's right. Doug, let's let's point out a couple of things that's an example of why the American goods and services have an advantage in for exporting. For example, let's use Chile as an example. One is the dollar is devalued by about 15% or so against the Chilean currency, and so that gives us a 15%. And while the euro is going up, so that gives us a significant advantage over our European competitors. And then there's the trade agreement, which gives us, what, about 6%?
That's about 6%. So you've got a 21% advantage there, which means the U.S. companies are extremely competitive, more competitive than they've been in many, many years there and in many other countries around the world.
Right.
So why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
Why wouldn't you want to take a look and see what opportunities exist? And all you have to do is make a call. It takes maybe 15 minutes to have a conversation with one of our trade specialists in these offices around the country, and they can help your listeners assess what their chances are of making sales outside the country.
Let's walk through what would happen, the actual thing that would happen.
Sure.
And that would be we go to the website and we find a phone number, right?
That's correct. There's on the home page, scroll down towards the bottom, and you'll see contact a local office. You click on that, and it'll give you the international offices and the domestic offices. You scroll down to your state, and you click on that, and then it'll give you the offices in the state, and it'll give you an email, and it'll give you a telephone number. And you make the contact. You'll talk to one of our trade specialists who will ask you some questions about your business. Have you exported before? If you haven't, what countries are you interested in going in? What's your industry? How many employees you have, whether you have some resources to devote to this. And it may at some point require you to fly there, not immediately, but you've got to be prepared to put a little bit of money up front into helping U.S. Commercial, or the U.S. Commercial Service will help you find some buyers there. Then hopefully our specialist will come out to your place of business. You'll sit down for an hour or so and talk about the opportunities, talk about your interests, and then a plan will be developed. If you decide that this is something for you, we'll help you work up a plan, and then that might consist of going to one of the markets that we've helped you identify, let's say Chile, for example, and then we'll find some buyers and some distributors for you, and we'll introduce them to you.
A couple of quick
questions,
we'll help you. Doug. Number one, Doug, is there any cost for you guys to help out?
Not initially. We'll put in a lot of hours that we will help prepare the plans for you, and then if you decide that you want to go ahead and you want us to identify some distributors and buyers for you, it will probably cost you several hundred dollars to get the list of buyers. And then you may want to speak to them by video conference. You may want to go to one of our offices. You'll see the four or five of these buyers on the screen taken consecutively. This is a live video conference, and you'll ask them questions. They'll ask you questions. That will cost you the price of the telephone connection.
Mm-hmm.
It may be, $150, $200 for a couple of hours. Then you might decide to go down there.
Those video conferences are really important ways to sort of have a little courtship with this prospective customer before you spend all the money to go down there.
Exactly. And then once you've decided that, yes, this is something that you want to do, the Chilean buyer has signaled that his or her intent to forge an agreement with you, then perhaps it's time to get on the plane and go down there and meet them face-to-face. But we have a lot of examples where you don't have to go.
Export.gov. Doug, we got to wrap it up here. Export.gov is a great place to go, folks, to find out, to start your education or to continue your education on this important issue. Doug Barry, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim.
See you next time. Doug Barry, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. I'll be right back with Kirk Chaffetz.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.